Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, and I'm here with my favorite gardeners. It's Lance and Lulu. Good evening, worms.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Make the sound of a worm.
Yeah.
I know, right?
What do they make?
Do that?
Thanks to Amber Kleinman, our fellow worm, for sitting in last week. Good conversation
going on there.
Mm-hmm. I love it when she joins because her garden rocks, man. Uh-huh. She's got a lot going on in her garden.
She has a lot going on in that little space, yeah. Or it's not a little space.
It's not a little space.
It's large.
It's large, yeah.
And just always trying things. So try joining the conversation tonight. We had good calls last week. Let's do it again. 527-4868-1866. KVNF now. I took a little trip out of town and came back and had a beautiful garden. It was awesome. Everything bloomed.
Oh, perfect. Are your irises blooming?
Irises,
mine are blooming. And my
peonies.
Peonies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, peonies. Iris almost.
Almost.
But
yeah,
the calendulas, bachelor buttons, those kind of things are going to town.
Yeah. Going to town. Yeah. Coming right on.
Yeah. Sweet Sicily is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Covered with its little happy bugs and little licorice seeds. God, I wish I could find a way to keep those.
What, keep the bugs
the,
off?
No, oh. the seeds, the
keep
licorice
the
seeds. Yeah. They're just so good. They're so delicious.
Now, Lance, I'm surprised you don't have a solution for that, or maybe you do.
For what?
Keeping the seed for the sweet?
Yeah. You can't dry them because it's like trying to chew a piece of bark. Huh. And you can't pickle them because then you lose the licorice.
What if you freeze dried?
No, I think you need to put them in oil.
In oil?
Or alcohol.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like make a tincture?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put them in your smoothie.
Oh, wait. I tried that. It didn't work.
Oh, darn.
I know. I put them in tequila. So you know
some
what happened
there. Some kind of infusion there.
Yeah.
Okay, infusion hotline, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. Other stuff looking really gorgeous out there, like what, your garlic? Lulu,
oh,
your
my God. It's huge. And this is its second year, so it's been a two-year project. Mm-hmm. I took the scapes and grew the scapes and then took the bulbs from growing the scapes the first year, and this year it's as big
it's
as the
off.
Elephant garlic,
I as mean, high as the elephant's eye.
Well, yeah, no, and it's thick. You know, it's got a beautiful
oh,
thick
good.
Stalk already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to
mine's
town.
Mine's not that tall. You know,
well, mine's about that tall.
It's they're doing good, but they're not. I don't think it's going to be one of those years for me to have really huge ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's, again, that just microclimate that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just year to year, you know, mm-hmm. everything is different. You just you just go for it every year and see what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have been working that garlic scene.
Yeah, I have been working it, you know, but that doesn't mean that I'll have another banner year next year. I could
enjoy it while it lasts.
Right?
This year's a good one.
I could just bonehead out and it could just do nothing. I'm having the best time looking at the pictures in Weeds of the West.
Yeah, you got your reference there.
Yes.
Good.
Highly recommend everybody get this book.
I know that's one of your favorites.
Yep.
Hey, Marilyn from Paonia is on the line with a question. Good evening, Marilyn.
Hi.
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 What's going on?
I was wondering how important it is to adhere to the directions on spacing plants on vegetables, like 15 or 16 inches apart on kale and that.
Good question.
It depends. It actually depends on your soil fertility.
And it depends on what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
as much as possible.
As much as possible,
right.
Then shove it all in there. Just, you know.
Okay, good. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah, and you might put some compost manure tea on once every 2 or 3 weeks.
And so what do you mean?
Really.
You just go ahead and like broadcast that over an area?
No,
put
you
it
can,
in rows or
you
what?
Know, they, I had some seeds in double dug biodynamic beds. They were saying the spacing was much, much closer. You know, so good soil. You can do it.
Yeah, and there's a benefit too is that you don't have to weed as much because they choke out the weeds when they're closer.
That's good, because I'm not good at weeding.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. It shades good. The ground, cools the ground.
Yeah.
You don't need the mulch.
Right.
Because the plants are so thick.
Right. And have you been gardening in this spot before?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 8 years.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you know, you've got a rough idea how big, like, for instance, your beets might get, or something like, you know, something like that. You have an idea of your size, a size of how big everything's going to be. Don't follow the directions.
Don't worry about overcrowding. Is
yeah,
that what
don't.
You're saying?
No. Yeah, don't. Mm-hmm. You know, and just plant a lot. You can always thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, I do have a new ball game this year because we've replaced several of the raised beds and put Paonia Soil Company soil in them.
Oh, nice. That is a new ball good. Game. Great.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to a big bounty this year, I hope.
All right, great.
All right, good
nice
deal,
work.
Marilyn.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, happy gardening. That's a good question, because sometimes when you read the package, it's just like, really?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
I'd rather just like go for it, kind of like in a recipe,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
sprinkle it up.
We were planting spinach last fall, this fall plant spinach, and I like to plant things a little thicker, and my friend was planting the variety she had a little bit thinner. And hers was spotty. And if you plant a little thicker, if you have to thin, great. Mm-hmm. But you get a full row.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, it's like hemming a skirt. You know, don't cut it all off all at once, because you can't make it longer, but you can always make it shorter.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. Good analogy. 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. And Lance, you're thinning some things right now. What are some rules of thumb in thinning? Does it depend on the plant, or are you just giving it space and air to breathe? Or
the beets and Swiss chard and kale, I thin to 2 inches. And when they get up and get a little bit too thick, I will thin them again to 4. The beets, I just might pull them. You know, it doesn't. For those, there's not that many, anyways. But the Swiss chard and the kale will be there clear until fall, so I will give them a little bit more space. But
okay, yeah,
4 inches minimum, mm-hmm. and maybe 6. You know, something like that. And then carrots, I got different varieties, and so the rumbas, which is a small carrot, I thin to 1 inch.
Okay, that's interesting, because you're thinking of the timing of that plant. And another thing, both of you were chatting about before the show was what you're going to start planting more frequently in small portions, like the lettuce and the cilantro.
Yeah.
And just how that's what you're going to eat on a regular basis, so you plant it regularly.
Right. You don't want to plant 20 feet of lettuce all at once, or 10 feet, or 9 feet.
No.
Plant 2.
2 feet. Mm-hmm. I'll plant, about 2 feet of spinach, 2 feet of lettuce, if that. Some cilantro.
Yeah.
Cilantro, and I'll do about, I use my potato onions. They're like a shallot, mm-hmm. and I stick those in, and I'll get 6 of those bulbs in the ground. And what you want to do is plant enough lettuce or spinach that you're going to eat in 2 weeks. And every 2 weeks you plant the same amount.
Just keeps nice and fresh all summer.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, you know, a foot or so. But for other people, it might be 3 feet.
2 or 3 feet, yeah.
Yeah. But you don't plant a big long row.
All right.
You know,
yep, because then it gets too big. It's going to seed. It's gets away from you. And what's the point?
Yeah. So and right now the soil's getting warm, that the cool season lettuce that germinates in like deer tongue and prize head and black seeded Simpson, I will not be planting those lettuces anymore. I'll plant red salad bowl, red romaine, and this other one called Green Star.
You're moving into a warmer variety?
And they germinate in
warmer conditions.
Warmer conditions. Mm-hmm. Now, I have, from this spring, I have volunteer red salad bowl, red romaine, and green. And that's delicious. But I actually don't plant it till after it turns hot.
Yeah.
Right. I do the mixes, mm-hmm. you know, the salad mix. And I'll just do it anytime. Not worry about it,
get what you get.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. The only thing I'm going to plant spinach one more time, and then I won't be planting spinach until the first week of August.
Okay, and this spinach is going to come up. You're going to eat that through the summer.
Well, it'll get two pickings off of it or so, mm-hmm. and then it's just too hot. And the bugs get too, well, the leaf miner.
The leaf miner.
That was one of the bugs on the
rascals.
Oh, right.
And I'm already spraying for leaf miners.
For leaf miner?
Yeah.
Hey, let me give the phone numbers, because last week when you started talking bugs, man, people just rang the phones off the hook. 527-486-8186, KBNF now. You're spraying for leaf miner already.
Yeah, and it's a preventive.
What are you using?
A spinosad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm also, spinosad will take care of borers in your raspberries, in your peaches, stone fruit type things. So whatever's extra, I'm spraying those things. So I definitely spray for the cane borer on the raspberries. And what I forgot is I'm growing some beets out for seed. Well, leaf miners love those greens, so I got to make another batch tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go for the borage.
Yeah.
I mean the beets.
The beets. But I got this big patch of the really big, 8-inch size leaves, smooth skin spinach, and the leaf miners just love that. So that's I'm doing the leaf.
That's the battlefield tomorrow.
The spinach, the Swiss chard, the beets, and the beets that I'm growing for seed.
Yeah. Perfect.
Get after it, Lance.
With everything else, yes.
Yeah, just one more check on the list, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Asparagus beetle. There's we had a call 2 weeks ago about that. So I'm out there with my white flour. And I did read the directions. It did say mix it with diatomaceous earth, not just white flour. Mm-hmm. And the other thing you could do was citrus oil, spraying citrus oil.
All right.
We'll repel them.
For the asparagus beetle.
Yeah.
Diatomaceous earth. I always forget that one. That's a good one.
That's a good one to have. Can you keep that on hand, or do you need to buy that fresh?
No, it's actually fossilized diatoms is what
right,
it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's good to have this time of year.
Yeah. And you can buy it. I buy it in a 50-pound bag.
Whoa.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All you have to do is keep it dry.
Any feed store will have it, because it's mixed with chicken feed for the parasites. And also sometimes they put it in the sand for their dusting to keep the bugs and stuff off.
Oh, really? I've never done
that.
Yeah, huh?
Interesting. Yeah. Is that one of those that, like the grasshopper nolobate that you're putting out, is that one of those that once you put it out, if it rains, you've got to put it out again?
Yeah. I never thought about that with the chickens.
Yeah.
My chickens. My chickens have done the most stellar job ever of making compost.
It sounds like it. Tell us about
God.
That.
It's about 2 feet deep out there in their chicken yard. But they've been percolating it for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But it's just this, it's like spongy in my chicken yard. Mm-hmm. It's just spectacular. I can't wait to start using it.
Yeah, and how are you going to use that? What are you going to do?
Well,
take parts of it. Tell us.
Well, first I rototilled it, right? And I got it all loose and able to shovel it up and so forth. And then I just put it straight in the garden.
Uh-huh.
So I'll till the garden when I get ready to plant, because I'm not planting anything yet. I'm just getting into all these other projects. You know, I wanted to make a new walkway, and then the stairs came apart.
So anyway, you're tilling.
Organized.
Yeah. So I tilled the chicken yard. I got it wet so that it, didn't just dust out on me. And I tilled it up, and then I'll get it wet and till it up one more time. And then I just shovel it into a wheelbarrow and put it straight. I'll till the gardens.
Straight on.
Till all the garden patches, and then put that straight in.
Uh-huh.
And then I still have to get some manure to, then I'll make my manure tea and use that as a fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right on. Go chickens.
Whatever, right? I mean, what good girls.
Yeah. Well, if the animals are in good health, you don't need to have the diatomaceous.
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
It's only prevention.
Right. Right. Well, they seem to be in good health.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nobody croaked. And now that I got the one that was being all broody to quit that, I put her in solitary. I put her in this extra
cage. She's no longer broody or moody.
No, she stopped that noise. And so now they're all laying again and they're happy and they're back on the project.
All right. Back to work.
Yeah.
All right. 527-486-8186 KBNF now. I think something really great that I noticed is fruit on the fruit trees.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me your report on that.
Oh, well, all my fruit trees have fruit on them. Apricots,
so
plums, cherries, mulberries,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
nice.
Pears, apples.
Apples, peaches, pears.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to grow pumpkins.
The grapes
for
looking
pie.
Really good.
Grapes are off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the charts. Let's see what else. Cherries. My cherry tree has cherries. It's kind of like a miracle.
Me too. Cherries.
Almonds.
Oh,
almonds.
Really? Almonds?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why
people don't.
It's
going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't grow almonds commercially here.
Well, they should start growing more almonds, huh?
Yeah.
Plant an almond tree. That's what I say.
Yeah, I don't think they compete with the Central Valley of California.
Oh, you can't grow enough to, yeah, okay.
It'd be a specialty crop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'd be probably four times the price.
Right.
And,
yeah, here's
you
your
could do
pound
it.
Of mm-hmm. almonds for $20.
But, you know,
a bag of cherries and a bag of almonds at Cherry Days, just, I'm
yummy.
Down with that.
Yummy.
Yeah, but they use big shakers is how they harvest them.
Yeah. Oh, they just go to the trees and rattle the trees?
If you go in those orchards in the Central Valley of California, they're totally smooth and weedless.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And they use Rainbird to sprinkle. Mm-hmm. Underneath the trees are huge. You know, they're 30 feet tall or more.
Amazing.
And and in the fall, when the apricots are ready, they just put a big shaker and shake them onto the ground and vacuum them up.
Wow. You know, the walnut tree in the neighborhood where Amber and I live, the magpies go after those walnuts and drop them on the street and wait for the cars to run over them.
They figured it
so
out.
Smart.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
Talk about an enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who says birds aren't bird brains? Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll take one. Thank you.
One of those bird
Give
brains.
Give me one. They're so smart. The other morning I woke up and the crows... I don't know what it was, but boy, were they having a party.
Mm-hmm.
They were out, and it was crows. It wasn't, you know, magpies or something. Uh-huh. They were screaming and just having a big time.
Yeah, it's a bird variety party out there.
Every morning. It's great. I love that.
All right, 527-486-8166, KVNF now. We're still waiting to plant some things, that warm soil, warmer weather.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
The nights are still, even if the soil's, we're not freezing, first of all, but the soil's still not warmed up. And, you know, most of those plants don't like 50 degrees.
Yeah, we're talking peppers, tomatoes,
squash,
they'll cucumbers.
Come up.
Yeah, they'll go, but.
You know.
They're not going to be too happy about it.
No, they're not going to be happy.
They just stall
and
out.
And if you're planting seeds of beans or corn, that kind of stuff. And this cool nights, and you water them with this cold water, and
they don't like it.
They don't like it if not rot.
Mm, okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So don't be too anxious.
Yeah,
a little bit of patience.
Yeah,
patience.
Mm-hmm.
Arugula, cilantro. What else?
Well,
all
carrots.
That stuff. Carrots, kale.
I'll finish potatoes tomorrow.
Yeah,
I did most of them today, and I'll finish the last of them tomorrow.
It's almost the end of radish time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be planting radishes.
Radishes is another one of those things you could plant every 2 weeks, just 6 inches.
Sure.
And you'll get
just
your
get
little...
Just get 3 or 4?
You get those little round
half
ones.
A dozen
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah.
A little salad leaf.
You get those to grow in the summer?
The thing is getting them to germinate.
Ah.
There you go. That's what we're talking about.
You know, you can get dill to germinate really easy. It falters all over the place. But I like to put dill with my cabbage for a fall crop. Well, I'm planting those in June, and the dill does not like to come up.
No.
Right.
It does eventually, but it doesn't like it.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the great thing about trying different stuff is you just get these different combinations of what works in your garden and what you like and when you're mm-hmm. going to eat it, and it all starts to come together.
Yeah, that's
year
the
after
thing.
Year.
That's it. I mean, we could sit here and tell you about it and talk about it forever, but it's going to be different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And just do it. Just put something in the ground. You'll be happy.
Do it whatever it is.
You'll be happy. And something will grow, you know. Maybe you'll grow fabulous wheat. Maybe you're growing wheat. Hey, what a good idea that is, too,
mm-hmm.
right? Oh, well.
All right. Hey, it is our friend Anthony on the line with a question. Good evening, Sir Anthony.
Hi. yeah, I have a question about this Jonathan apple that y'all have helped me with. It's back, it's like Lance was saying, but just like covered. And so Lauren down at Burghardt. out, you know what I mean. There's a sort of king, the central one is called the king, and you need to trim around that. Should we do that now, or when are we doing that?
Pruning?
Yeah, pruning the fruit, you know, so you don't get a bunch of little ones.
Oh, you're thinning the fruit.
Thinning the fruit. That's a good question,
because okay. that's a topic that's coming up. Is you usually wait for the June drop.
Okay.
Where it naturally falls.
And you could go up there and you can start touching them. You'll know which ones are, because they're not developing.
Yeah, you can tell already.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a cluster of apples and the central one coming out of the center of the cluster, that's the king or crown one. That's what you want. If that's not there, then you just take the largest one.
Oh, okay.
And you can use your thumbs, or you can use some scissors.
Okay.
Scissors, or I got a little pair of they're scissor-like, but they're for pruning flowers.
Oh, those little needle nose.
Needle nose, yeah,
pruners,
exactly.
Yeah, those are great.
And that's what I generally use.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to, like, bleach them? I've heard that before.
Only if you think you have disease, and it wouldn't hurt, but I wouldn't bleach it. We've had a big discussion on that. They're talking about Pine Sol or just alcohol, spraying, rubbing alcohol on it.
Okay.
Or if you got some good tequila or, you know, whatever, you know, anything.
We wouldn't waste it on that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We don't want you to be
thinking.
Licking the clippers now.
that's what Lulu would be doing. But I got to tell you, Lulu, because I have been away for a few weeks, I'm so sorry I missed your thing about whatever kind of weeds you have is about the soil quality.
Oh.
I really want to, but I didn't get that. But I have to tell you this, Lulu. The last time I listened to this show, you were going on about Rachel Carlson and you know, Silent Spring.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing, it's an awesome book. And I read it when I was about 14 and I was so depressed. I couldn't hardly sit. But so right when your show ended, no joke, I hear what I thought were all these crows going crazy. And so I look out the door and it was these magpies and this hawk had come down. I just had this kind of half sort of adolescent magpie holding it down.
Whoa.
The others were all around it, you know, like they are
screaming,
kind of distracted and everything. And it just ripped its head. And they just ate it for like an hour in the front yard.
Oh, God.
I got to tell Lily that.
That is.
The birds are biting
back. You're telling all of us that.
Yeah, right? Don't even think that it's a, you know, peaceful, you know, beautiful world out there.
No.
Yeah, right. Take off your rose-colored glasses.
Yeah. Totally savage.
Savage.
All right, Anthony. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, all Silent right. Spring. And we both whipped out our...
Our weed list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I found the one I was looking for, the wild buckwheat that's kind of viney. That's so pretty.
Oh, you saw a new weed or something today. Yeah,
no, it's always around now.
It's a type of buckwheat.
It's a type of buckwheat.
It's almost like
a bindweed wannabe.
Mm-hmm. It's an annual, produces a lot of seeds, and little white flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had some in my yard, and I went, I know what this is, but I forget, you know?
So you identified it, and is it part of your weed soil
Probably not.
List?
No, it's not on here.
No.
Indicators.
It's just buckwheat.
It's buckwheat.
Yeah.
And you've stopped watering your rye, right, Lance? You talked last week about how tall your rye was getting.
Yeah, now it's at 5 to 6 feet. The grain heads are, and I watered it last weekend, and I'm not going to water it anymore. Just let it dry out.
Yeah. Hey, we can take probably one more quick call, 527-486-8186 KVNF now. And you mentioned before the show about your beds being too high.
Too high. What a problem.
Yeah, what a shame.
No, when I shovel out the pathways in the garden this year, for some reason, I dug, even though I didn't think I was digging too deep. But what happens when the soil's real deep like that is when you rake them out flat, I lose the pathways. Instead of having 2-foot pathways, I will probably now have – 18 inches or less. And it's really hard
to shuffle down.
It's really hard. And that's, you know, and I still got to put all the compost in them yet.
Right. That's what happens to me. The garden just keeps puffing up bigger and bigger.
There's some beds that I have that are actually perennial beds. I mean, they're always in a bed format, whereas these bigger planting areas, I change them around, so it's not so much of a problem. But every 2 years, I take soil out of those beds because they get so high.
Just to lower the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it'll be fine. It's just sort of going to be just somewhat of a nuisance.
<You know? laughs> I'm laughing because that's just what I did today. I kind of went around and edged everything, you know, and pulled the grass out and looked at it and went, oh, I put that chicken yard in here. It's going to be deep.
Yeah. And you've got some good soil, Lulu. You were just mentioning how your soil is with the dryness. You've got some nice consistency. And
yeah. The dry spring that we've had has helped with keeping the soil from cracking and in doing that thing where pretty soon you can't get the tiller.
There wasn't enough moisture that it dried.
Yeah, there wasn't. Right. Yeah. Plus, I'm thinking, too, that there's finally enough leaf cover and just the soil has gotten good enough finally to maintain itself loosely and not crack up.
Yeah.
Get it? Crack up?
Beds are too high, cracking up.
Yeah, it's cracking up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure being out there in the garden this time of year.
Boy,
and
is it ever.
Pleasure being here with both of you worms and back again next week to report...
The next one.
Right. To be continued. Dun, dun, dun. Same time, same station.
Next week. And it's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. And thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF.
All right. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody.
Which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.